Hello everyone, April here. This is a story from what I call my Easy series. The Easy series represents my darkest stories so far. Stories from this series include implied off-screen brainwashing and therefore include the rape tag. This story follows an 18-year-old girl named Tracy and explores what happens when horny, nefarious types take advantage of powerful sexual triggers that have been previously programmed into Tracy's subconscious. Spoiler alert, Tracy gets fucked, and she doesn't have much say about how or by whom. This story includes themes of humiliation, name-calling, implied brainwashing, gang-banging, and some pretty intense cum-play, but it's all in good fun. This story was conceived, written, and performed by an adult for adults, depicting characters who are 18 years of age or older. This file has been shared on soundgasm.net and posted on Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. Copyright 2019 by Princess April, all rights reserved. Just a friendly reminder, I would never condone or wish for the treatment of a woman, man, or anyone in between like this in real life. And I think it's important that any listeners go into it with a clear understanding of the difference between reality, which this is not, and fantasy, which it is. If you have any trouble with that distinction, please don't listen. Sorry to harp on it, but it's really important to me. Okay, enough of the serious stuff. If you're still in, have fun, and thanks for listening. Hello, Tracy. Princess April here. How are you doing? I hope you've been staying out of trouble. Yeah, right. It's easy to get into trouble, isn't it? Especially for a girl like you. A girl who finds it hard to think about the consequences of her actions. But that's understandable. Life can be so confusing. Overwhelming, even. There are so many decisions a girl has to make. Both easy and hard. Good and bad. Like today, for example. What will you decide to do today? Maybe you could go shopping at the department store, and when you get there, you could just go through the racks and get a good buy on all kinds of pretty clothes and cute shoes. That's one choice. Or you might choose to go to the men's room instead and say goodbye to all your clothes altogether. Now, a crazy choice like that would seem like no choice at all to most girls. Walking straight into the men's room and taking off all your clothes makes no sense. But you don't think like most girls, do you, Tracy? To you, that's a hard decision, and it's just one of the hundreds like it that you're faced with every day. So it's surprisingly easy for you to get stumped trying to make them. And as a result, some of your choices will be good, and some of them will be bad. But what is good and bad anyway, Tracy? Let's say you did strip naked in the department store men's room, and a man walked through the door. What would you do then? It would be easy to walk up and squat in front of him like a good girl. But that wouldn't necessarily make you good, would it? And he could respond by pulling out his hard cock and making you suck it like a bad girl. But that wouldn't necessarily make you bad, would it? Sometimes it's easy to be bad, and it's hard to be good. It's confusing, isn't it, Tracy? But be still and take it easy. I know it's hard and still good and bad, easy and hard. A good day for a bad boy and a hard dick for an easy girl. You are so sweet, Tracy. Or are you nasty? I don't know. See? Even I get confused sometimes. But I do know that boys like this will come and go, Tracy. They'll come all over your face, and then they'll go brag about it to all their friends. Does that make them bad boys? Or does it make you a nasty girl? One thing's for certain, it does feel awfully sweet to behave like such a good slut. Doesn't it? I know you think it's hard to make good choices, sweetie. Like whether you should be crossing your legs or spreading them open. Like whether you should be working for respect or flirting for attention. Or even whether you should be carefully considering and thinking. Or just mindlessly sucking and fucking. Men say some strange things to you sometimes, don't they? Things you don't remember. And sometimes these hard decisions become a lot easier. You're a decent, sensible girl, Tracy. Deep down, you know you shouldn't be spreading your legs for just any stranger or doing filthy things in public. But you're so easy that sometimes all it takes is a simple turn of phrase to change your mind. Think about it. Did you know, for example, a lady always crosses her legs when she sits down? Do you always do that? A proper lady always tries to command respect through her work and accomplishments. Is that you, sweetie? A young lady is always carefully considering her actions and thinking about what she should and shouldn't do. So, a lady would never find herself squatting on the floor of a men's bathroom, spreading her legs in front of a man, would she? A lady would never be caught sucking on a stranger's cock in a public place, would she? And a proper young lady would never allow a man to squirt his sperm all over her face. Never, Tracy. So why would you do these things? Well, maybe it's because your decisions have already been made for you. Activities like bathing and shaving, dressing and scenting, prepping and primping are all things you do automatically, thanks to these inexplicable, uncontrollable urges you have for submitting and servicing. Think about this. What if there were a man, dominant and leering, grabbing and groping you right now? Would you be slapping him and leaving? Or would you be tempting him and teasing? Would you be judging him and seething? Or would you be petting him and purring? Would you make good, sweet decisions? Or bad, nasty ones? Maybe the choices you make aren't yours after all, Tracy. Between your slipper account, your wet mouth, and the only thoughts you've been allowed to keep in your empty brain. Squatting and spreading, rubbing and writhing, longing and drooling for bad boys who are squeezing and groping, fucking and choking, and coming and going, leaving you alone, sweating and moaning, slurping and swallowing, and whining, and begging for more. You see, Tracy, whether you're good or bad, or sweet or nasty, things become easy when you've become a thing. Lost. What are you doing here? I'm surprised to see you in a place like this. Still, there are a lot of cute guys around here. Are you looking for trouble? Well, if you're not looking for trouble, then what are you doing here? I see a girl who's giggling and dancing in the middle of a nightclub, wearing a tiny black mini dress with a skirt that's so short. The bottom moons of her ass are sticking out behind her. You did notice that, right? I can see your panties, Tracy. And those heels strapped to the ends of your bare legs make your ass stick out even more. Do you even remember how you got here? No? Your boyfriend brought you, didn't he? Now, how did he convince a decent girl like you to come to a place like this? Was it something he said? Did he pick out that obscene outfit, or did you? You don't remember, do you? Too busy, I guess, swinging your ass and shaking your tits to the beat of the nasty club music. You should be careful how you behave in a place like this, Tracy. A lot of men are watching you dance. And don't look now, but one of them is coming this way. Look, it's your boyfriend. Black, tall, and lean, with huge arms. He steps up to you and smirks, sizing up your vacant, dumb expression. It's hot in here, isn't it? He knows a horny girl when he sees one. And your pussy throbs as he approaches, doesn't it? Can't help it. He makes you so wet. He seems to sense your weakness as he brazenly grabs your tit over your dress and starts squeezing it. How dare he do that? And yet, what are you going to do, Tracy? Say no? Of course not. He is your boyfriend, after all. His hands are so strong. And he smells so good. Of course you don't say no, Tracy. You continue to ride to the music and dribble into your panties as he kneads your tits in front of the entire club. This is not how a decent girl behaves, sweetheart. He somehow knows he could do whatever he wants to you right now. And deep down, you know he's right. Don't you? gropes and paws at you. He grinds against you and fingers you. He grips your hair and pulls your head back while he sticks his tongue down your throat. He's not treating you like a lady. He's not even treating you like a human being. A sensible girl would feel scared and uncomfortable in this dangerous situation. I don't care if he's your boyfriend or not, but your body is responding to him perfectly. Your breaths are shallow, your skin is damp, your nipples poke through your dress, and your pussy is soaked. Even as the last remnants of your rational mind is saying no, your body is screaming, yes. It's giving him all the signals he needs. Before you know it, he's not so much dancing with you as he is molesting you right there on the dance floor. You should be ashamed of yourself, Tracy. A sensible girl would run away. But it's becoming increasingly clear you aren't a sensible girl. And as he starts dragging you off toward the bathrooms, you know he's about to get what he wants. And every last man in the club knows it too. You're completely lost, Tracy. What is wrong with you? Your mind is gone, and there's nothing anyone can do to help you now. Unless...
Hey, this bitch is mine tonight. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
You hear a voice behind you.
Get the fuck off, Tracy. Your ass, you son of a bitch.
You're too dazed to make out exactly what he's saying, but he seems really angry. You turn around and your eyes widen. That's your boyfriend, Tracy. With his spiked brown hair and his biker tattoos, he's the man you actually came here with. You remember now. But wait, who is this black guy you've been dancing with? You're so confused. You look bewildered at your boyfriend, a big, hulking stud himself, as he pulls you away from the black man before he punches him. Your tummy is in excited knots as you watch these two men fight each other. Your boyfriend tackles the man, sending them both crashing into a nearby table. Your hard nipples and drooling mouth responding to the gleam of their muscles and the scent of their sweat. Luckily, your boyfriend manages to fight the black man off. That was really close, Tracy. What were you thinking? Who was that guy, anyway? His hands were all over you. Don't you feel dirty? Can you imagine what might have happened if your boyfriend wasn't there to save you? You blink and swallow, trying to pull yourself together. You thought he might be mad, but instead, your boyfriend is laughing at you. And he says something that, for some reason, you can't quite understand.
Oh, sheer cunt. Don't you wait.
You're so confused. What did he say? It didn't seem very nice. He's probably mad at you. After all, you can't hide what you did. He knows what you did, Tracy. You bite your finger and look up at him with your cute doe eyes. But he just shakes his head as if he doesn't care. Then he grabs your arm and leads you to the back door of the club. It's nice and cool outside, but you're still warm. You do feel relieved and safe now with your boyfriend, but you're confused because you feel guilty and he looks hungry. Without a word, he grabs you by the hair, pulling your head back as you gasp. He presses his body against you and thrusts his tongue into your mouth. You don't mind. You are his girlfriend, after all. But when you feel his hard cock pressing against your tummy and his hands pull your hair downward, you realize what he's probably been saying. Your boyfriend expects a reward for saving you. A sensible girl would know better than this, Tracy. Boyfriend or not, you you should get away from this man. He's being awfully rough, and he's looking at you like you're a meal for his cock. Even you realize he's not doing this because he loves you. But what are you going to do, Tracy? Say no? Of course not. He is your boyfriend, after all. But as you mindlessly drop to your knees in front of him, you suddenly remember what your boyfriend said to you on the phone just before you got dressed for the club. Why would your boyfriend say something like that to you, Tracy? And why does it make so much sense? He stares down at you hungrily, pulling your hair and pressing down on your head, forcing you into a low squat as he pulls down his zipper. His hard, angry cock springs loose, slapping you in your pretty face and assaulting your nose with a sour smell. Pre-cum smears onto your cheek as your big eyes meet his, and without thinking, you start to thank your boyfriend with your tongue. But that's not good enough, Tracy. He's not happy until he works his cock all the way down your tight throat, and he's got you gagging on him like a grateful little girlfriend. He fucks your face, his sweaty balls slap against your chin, forcing you to gag up a film of slick, sloppy drool all over them. You know better than this, Tracy. A sensible girl would never let a man treat her like this, not even her boyfriend. But you can't think. You simply squat there in a filthy alley, drool running down your chin as you inexplicably let your boyfriend skull fuck the brains right out of your head. Suddenly, he grabs your hair like a handle and yanks you to your feet. He presses you against the grimy black wall, bending you over at the waist. You cough and sputter, spittle dripping down your chin, and you hear him say something behind you. But once again, you can't understand him until he says this.
Dumb slut. Dumb slut. Dumb slut.
That you understand. And the words seem to echo in your empty brain as they make your pussy throb. He snaps your skirt over your ass and presses the tip of his cock against your eager hole. Your legs shake and shiver as he holds your head firm against the brick and gropes your tits. You grunt helplessly, your thin voice magnified against the wall's hard surface, panting like a dumb animal. And when you feel his massive cock pressing into your dribbling fuck socket, your pussy lips automatically squeeze around him as he starts to fuck you. You don't remember him being this big. He must be really turned on. Apparently, your boyfriend enjoys fucking you this way, Tracy. Using you like you don't matter. And he's got some things to say about your behavior in the club, too. His cock pumps inside you as he presses his lips against your ear. He calls you a brainless bimbo, a dumb cock tease, a cheap whore, and nothing more than a dizzy, dancing fuckhole. And all those nasty names, they're the only things you understand anymore. Your pussy almost seems to splurt juice as the words echo in your head. You're such a cute couple, Tracy. The horny stud and the brainwashed cunt. Your fuck faucet leaks all over his swinging balls, and you can't hide what a slut you are. His thrusts start to become erratic, and he's just about finished with you. He groans and his muscles jerk. He squeezes your tit and slaps your ass as he slams into you. You gasp and grunt. be so cruel, Tracy? And how can you be so stupid? Once he's finished with you, he loses all interest. He pulls out his sticky cock and lets go of your hair. Then, without so much as a kiss, he slaps you on the ass, saying something you mostly don't understand.
Slut, slut, slut.
Mostly.
Slut, slut, slut. Dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt, dizzy cunt.
All the nasty names he called you seem to fuck into your brain, Tracy. Nothing else makes any sense. Your little pussy throbs with each syllable. As your head swims in a haze of mindless slut lust, you look back just in time to see the man who just fucked you, with his spiked brown hair and biker tattoos, walking toward the parking lot. Wait, that's not your boyfriend. Who was that guy, Tracy? Did you just let some random biker thug fuck you in an alley? What kind of girl does that? You pull yourself up against the wall. Bow-legged, your leaking pussy stretched open. Ow! That guy was really big. You tried desperately to remember anything about how you got here or who you came with, but only one phrase keeps popping up. You remember that, right?
This is what you are, slut. This is all you are.
This is what you are, slut. This is what you are, slut. This is what you are, slut. This is what you are. In fact, that's all you can remember, isn't it? It's the only thing that makes sense. This is what you are, slut. You try your best to pull yourself together. You fix your panties and pull your tight dress back down over your bottom. You cover your tits back up, but you just can't get it out of your head.
This is what you are, slut. This is what you are, slut. This is what you are. This is what you are.
You feel painfully horny and out of control. But just as you manage to calm down and catch your breath, you hear a voice behind you.
Cock toy, cock toy, cock toy, cock toy, cock toy, cock toy.
Most of it might as well be gibberish to you, but your pussy aches from the sound of his voice. You nervously turn around to see who was talking to you, and you feel instant relief. Oh, thank God. It's your boyfriend, Tracy. With his black skin and lean body, and you can see his cheek is bruised from the punch he took from that biker thug in the club. Poor baby. And it's all your fault. You rush over and cuddle into his powerful body, giving his cock a gentle squeeze with your hand, feeling grateful, relieved, and horny. You look up at him, blinking. You don't even realize that your hand is idly stroking his cock through his pants, but for some reason, you start to feel nervous, scared even. Something doesn't feel right, Tracy.
Trick tease, trick tease, trick tease, trick tease.
Careful, Tracy. He has the look of a predator. And it's obvious what he plans to do next. Now is your chance, sweetie. You could push him away. You could scream. You could run, but you don't. Instead, your boyfriend picks up right where he left off on the dance floor. He undoes what you just did, yanking your dress down to expose your tits, pulling your skirt right back up where it belongs. He stretches your sticky panties down your thighs, and he forces you to bend over a nearby trash can. You're scared and mortified at how he's treating you in public, but you know what he wants. And what are you going to do, Tracy? Say no? Of course not. He is your boyfriend, after all. You can't help but moan as he pulls your thighs apart so your legs are spread open beneath you. He pulls your head up by your hair and grabs at your tits as you feel the tip of his huge black prick resting against the soft flesh of your exposed anus. You know this is wrong. You know you should stop him. But somewhere, deep down, you also know that this is where you belong. This is what you deserve. This is what you are. This is all you are. You blink and zone out, staring blearily at the growing crowd of men who have emerged from the club to watch you, your brain drowning in the nasty words. Your mouth hangs slack as your boyfriend pushes his huge dick into your tight little ass. You grunt, of course. It really hurts, but aside from your shaking legs, you don't move. You just grit your teeth and let him do it. You need to give your boyfriend what he wants, and he wants to treat you like trash. You hear laughter all around you as drool flows out of your mouth and cum oozes out of your pussy. Your boyfriend's cock stretches your ass open. He grunts. You breathe through the painful discomfort and groan as he uses you. Once again, you get railed like the brainwashed little fuckhole you are, over and over, deeper and deeper, your little body pinned between the trash can and his black cock. Your dress is ripped, your flesh is on display. You blink through a cloudy haze of humiliation, even as your body shivers with lust. He gives you an ass-fucking worthy of your cock-teasing moves on the dance floor. Didn't I warn you, Tracy? Finally, his cock twitches inside you, and your boyfriend gives a raspy cry as he empties the contents of his balls deep in your ass. But it's not over. He laughs at you, giving you a pat on the head before disappearing into the crowd. Who was that guy, Tracy? That wasn't your boyfriend. But wait, there's your boyfriend. Short and gangly with greasy hair, and he's walking straight toward you with his dick out. And what are you going to do, Tracy? Say no? Of course not. You mindlessly open your mouth for him, of course, and he sticks his nasty cock right down your throat. You gag from the smell of his greasy crotch. The least he could have done is shower. Thank God he doesn't last long. His cock twitches in your throat, and he pulls out just as his thick spunk erupts all over your face. Wipes his nasty dick in your hair before stepping away, making room for your boyfriend, who's already jerking his greasy cock as he steps up to you. His load splats against the ridge of your nose and on your forehead, and you have to admit, you deserved that, Tracy. You did just get through cheating on him with three other guys. Your eyes are pasted shut. Cum slides down your face, and your thighs are wet with the spunk leaking from your holes. But when you open your mouth to apologize to your boyfriend, you gag on some sperm instead. You hear takes advantage of you. He sticks his cock into your sloppy mouth, while your boyfriend stuffs his dick into your creamy pussy. And then it's more cum for Tracy, force-fed into your tummy and hosed all over your back. Your boyfriend gets a titty fuck and nuts all over your chest, while your boyfriend gets a foot job and squirts all over your calves. Eventually, your boyfriend finds every last bare patch of skin, and your body is slathered in a huge, sloppy mess of sperm. It fills up your fuckholes, it sticks to your arms and drips down your legs. It's smeared all over your tits and slides down your stomach. Your hair is a cum rag, and your adorable face is a white, dripping mask. In the spunk of 24 boyfriends. You hear the club door open. More men are coming for you, Tracy. Unfortunately, the club owner comes out too, and then the party's over. The police come, and it all gets sorted out. No harm done. She was begging for it all night, officer. You almost ended up in jail, Tracy, for your disgusting behavior. But none of the officers wanted to touch you, so they let you go. You try to use what's left of your skimpy club dress to wipe the sperm off of you, but it can only do so much. Eventually, one of the bartenders shows a little kindness. He gives you an old t-shirt to cover your sticky body with, and you make it safely home. You just let a crowd of men turn you into their personal cum dump, Tracy. What is wrong with you? Oh, are you crying? Well, I warned you, didn't I, Tracy? You could have put a stop to it, but you made your choices. What are you feeling right now? Humiliated? Dirty? Used? Well, of course you are. Your entire body is smeared with cum. Both your holes are stretched open, and your tummy is full. Go on and cry about it, slut. But remember, you let them do this to you. You can't take it back. You can't change your mind. What do you think those guys are saying about you right now? Huh? Do you think they're laughing at you? Well, probably. I know you think you'd never let anyone do that to you again, but are you sure? I mean, you let it happen. Maybe you feel like you deserve to be soiled. Yeah, go ahead and cry. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know what you need, sweetheart? A good night's sleep. In the morning, you won't remember any of this. You'll take a shower, and you'll be a clean girl again. A sensible girl. A girl who knows better than to let men treat her that way. Of course, plenty of strangers will still want to have sex with you, but you'll shut them all down. Good girls don't have sex with strangers, do they? But one day, sooner or later, you'll get a call on your phone. You'll hear 11 simple words. And the next thing you know, you'll be on a date with your boyfriend. And what are you going to do, Tracy? Say no? Of course not, sweetheart. He is your boyfriend, after all. Besides, this is what you are, slut.
This is what you are.
This is all.